lot of the scrum.
In the first, how were they able to reverse that?
We had a good start. You know, we were moving the puck, playing quick, and it seemed they got that goal, and we kind of tightened up a little bit and stopped being confident in making the play that we saw, and maybe we're a little late making those plays, and the puck starts coming back into your end.
You guys had talked all week about capitalizing on your chances, and it seemed like there was a ton of them in that first. Would you say there's anything behind you guys not being able to bury the puck?
I don't know. I mean, it's tough to put your finger on it, I guess. I mean, you know, every guy in here that's getting a chance wants to put the puck in the net, and, you know, maybe holding your stick a little too tight and trying to force things, but that's all part of the adversity of trying to get out of this and you know, simplifying and trying to get it to go the other way.
Do you feel like frustrations are boiling over here?
No, not boiling over. Obviously, there's frustration and not getting the results, and especially after the start that we had. You know, you want to build off that and, parlay that into a victory. So I guess, you know, there is frustration in not coming out with the right result. But frustration is not the answer here, and we got to find a way to stay together and get this thing going the right way.
When do you start to worry about your record?
When you're trying to get things going in the right way, looking at your record and that's not really productive. You want to start simplifying, doing the little things properly and those are the things that'll lead to the results and then the record will take care of itself.
So you don't think that the record is reflective of the type of team you have here?
No, not at all. We know there's a lot more in here, and this is a time to stick together and help each other out. You know, we need to build your teammates up and try to stay as positive. That doesn't mean you can't be pissed off that the results aren't coming or the way you're playing, and it's up to you to get yourself better every day and to try to help your teammates out too.
We can only judge on the past results, and the results haven't been here for this team since you got back to Winnipeg. So it's five games, and I think it's too early to say, this team is a bad hockey team, but people are going to ask that question, and you don't think it's time for that?
No, it's okay. I mean, people can ask those questions, and that's part of, playing in the market that we're in, and that we're going to be under a lot of scrutiny, and that's part of being a pro and blocking that out and sticking together and knowing what we have in here and having confidence in that.
Is this first period an example of how you tactics Andrew? I mean, they really started to stretch it out in the second period there up the ice. So what's the thing that has to happen to put a stop to that? Or how can you win that sort of tug of war of tactics?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with coming out of our end clean. The first period we were making quick, confident plays, and we're entering their zone with possession. And the second period, we weren't as quick and we weren't as confident, and you're getting bad dumps, and all of a sudden they have time to rip those pucks around, and maybe as forwards you're a little late and not quite getting there. So I think that's part of it.
Okay. First period, an example of how you guys want to have your blueprint of playing?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously thought we played well in that first and wanted to build on that. So, that's when you know it's in here and that we can do those things. And those are the things you want to look back on and realize that, hey, we're not as bad as our record indicates, and we can get better in a lot of areas and be confident in what we can do.